Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Wednesday, September 18th, coming at you with a Tim Shea edition. A couple of things to do with our time together today. I've gotten some voicemails on various subjects, including the continued Wisconsin versus Chicago discussion, which is always a part of the show. So we can talk about that. But actually, three things that are pressing enough to talk to Tim Shea about.
Three?
Yeah, three different things.
I might have a fourth.
Maybe. That'd be great if you brought something to this.
I went on vacation again.
That was one of the things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's already one of the things.
Okay.
A lot of people tagging Tim on Twitter today because there was a report from Brandon Marcello, a friend of show, by the way. He had an interview with John Gruden. Remember, battled former NFL coach.
Did I hear that name right?
Yes, John Gruden. Now, in this interview, John Gruden, 61 years old, discussed football, past and present, and how he believes he could someday coach in a college town.
Oh.
You may remember that Tim Shea made up a rumor.
This is where we hit the rewind button and go back to my...
made up a rumor that John Gruden was interested in coaching the Badgers. Which he may have been at the time. I don't know. You may have been right. Gruden awaits his due process. He's been content studying the game film in his offices and mentoring college and NFL quarterbacks, any that reach out. He's preparing to become a head coach again. The college game has captured his interest. His dad was a college coach. He was a college coach. He met his wife when she was a cheerleader. CBS Sports talked to several ADs about whether he could get an opportunity as a college coach. Some ADs hesitated to say whether they would interview him, but all agreed that he would probably get some interest somewhere. There's 133 Division I-A schools. Everybody's chasing the almighty dollar. You got Tennessee now jacking up their tickets, making fans pay a talent fee for the players they're watching. John Gruden, everything that happened, college football, everything that's happening, it almost does make too much sense. So at least, and why I don't know that we'll ever see John Gruden wearing the Badger red.
No, we won't.
But I do think that Tim Shea deserves a little bit more respect.
And an apology from some people.
Maybe from me.
Yeah.
I laughed you right off the screen.
You did. You were like, next. Okay, next. I think you literally ignored it. You said, John Gruden. John Gruden. No, yeah. Next.
Well, you made up the rumor, though.
How do you know?
It's a fine line between wanting to give you credit for something you were possibly right about and something that you completely made up.
Listen, if Deion Sanders can get a job and run a program into the ground, John Gruden can definitely get a job, especially with his experience with quarterbacks. So, along with football. So
this rumor that you had, and Woj's job is open. Maybe you could take that. You're so good at being inside.
A Shea bomb?
Yeah.
Get used to saying that?
Yeah, a Shea-quake.
No, I like that better. A Shea-quake.
Yeah. What's going on with those Badgers? No, they won the first two games. Wasn't great. You took your vacation. You went to the Bama game?
I took three vacations in a row, three weekends in a row, three vacations.
Wow, you've been to all three.
This was the big one. You know, this was the big vacation of the year. Boy, did they lay an egg on the field. It just...
Well, the quarterback got hurt. Not that would have changed anything.
Yes, but I'm not going to blame it. They weren't going to win because Tyler Van Dyke was the quarterback. Sure, it might have been a little more respectable, but yeah, that was something. That was something to see. That was something. That whole weekend. The weekend was great. You know, I feel like the whole state of Alabama came up to Wisconsin because they were at the Packer game Sunday too.
Oh,
I extended my vacation from Madison to Green Bay too.
So. You went to the Packer game also.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Just look at Dr. Disposable Income over here.
I just wish the Badgers had some sort of, like, I don't know, identity of who they are or what they're supposed to be. Again, I know the backup quarterback was in, and they'll use that as an excuse somewhat, but just very disappointing on the way they played. And that whole game changed at halftime from punting it, not getting the fourth down, making it 14-6, and all of a sudden in the span of like six plays, it's 28-6. Alabama's the real deal.
Well, you know, I'm as like casual as it gets with the Badgers. I do enjoy watching the Badgers each and every week. I do. Those 3.5 hours, I'm watching the Badgers. I don't necessarily partake in the active discussion and classic message boarding that one might when it comes to college football. I have seen enough where it seems like people are either mad at Fickell or mad at Phil Longo or thinking they got a false sense of advertising on what this specifically offense was going to look like. And we don't have a running back that can just rip off 220 anymore. These guys putting the ball on the turf. Now we got a backup quarterback. Like what's the outlook here for the rest of the season?
I mean, get bowl eligible, go 6-6 somehow.
Well, that fucking sucks.
I don't know if that's going to, I know. I personally don't think bowl games, other than the playoffs, they can get rid of it. I mean, sure, you want to have a bowl game so you can get extra practices in December or whatever, but.
Well, I like the Pop-Tart Bowl. I like when they murder children's snacks live on television.
Put the Pop-Tart in the toaster?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just, I don't know. I don't know which one I'm more upset at, Luke Fickell, or as I've been hearing, Fluke Fickell.
Fluke Fickell.
Yeah.
Wow. So. I'm looking at their upcoming schedule. So off this
weekend. It's brutal.
This USC game, there's a possibility that's like a 10 o'clock at night game.
Oh, yeah.
Because Fox has a late, late window. That would be something. Purdue, Rutgers, and then I think a lot of people are going to want to, but I want to get to that Northwestern game, dude.
I was looking at tickets. They're like $200.
Yeah, because there's 1,200 seats.
I know.
And it's right on the lake.
Yeah.
I want to go.
maybe I'll credential you.
Oh, yeah?
In the makeshift press box.
No, I want to go. Can we have a vacation together?
You want to go on vacation with me? I can show you how to vacation.
Oh, but you know what the problem is?
What?
Saturdays are bad.
Why?
Because I'm coaching soccer.
Oh, Bart Jr.'s?
Yeah, Bart Jr. Team? Yeah, we did very well game one. I don't know what the score was. I didn't keep score. I was told it was anywhere from 8 to 13 to 2. So
okay.
We crushed them.
Okay.
But we had a practice last night that was awful. These kids wouldn't do anything. Just terrible.
I love that you're the soccer coach.
Yeah. Me and another guy, we got a good thing going. But last night was just bad. It was just bad. It was just all sorts of bad.
Run them next practice.
Well, they all went to like the same daycare, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And now they're spread out amongst different schools.
Also, they don't see each other.
So when they get together, it's very chaotic.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm at my new school with all my like 2.0 friends, but these are my real friends.
I gotcha.
Like, you know, your college buddies, but then you go back to high school and you.
Yeah.
These are my friends. You know what I mean?
Understandable. Understandable.
Yeah. So Saturday, unless it was like a, I don't know.
Are you saying this next weekend's game is going to be a little shaky?
Which, on Saturday?
Yeah, with your soccer team.
Yeah, these games are at 9 in the morning.
Ooh.
Brother, I get home at 2. I got to get up and coach. Makes for a long Saturday.
Well, maybe that Northwestern game will be at night. At night on the lake.
Big Ten Saturday night.
There we go.
Wisconsin at Northwestern.
No, that has 11 a.m. written all over it.
Tim and I need to get together anyway because I've got some gummies for him. Some of the Happy Place hemp. CBD, CBN gummies. I got them right in my cabinet right over here. Right over here.
If I could just come over and grab them.
Because those are help you sleep. You've told me you're having a hard time sleeping because you ran out.
I ran out. I've got to get up early, so I need to sleep.
And Tim could just order them himself, but I already got them for him. So now it's an effort of how do I get them to him?
I need to come over. That's what I need to do.
Even though I drive by your house like every day to go to work.
Yeah, but I'm sleeping when you drive.
Don't you have like a mailbox?
No. Inside.
Oh, yeah. Tim gave me a tour of his complex once. There's like a podcast studio in there.
We should do it. We should.
Does anyone use it?
No, I don't know. I haven't been. I don't think I've been in there since I showed it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was like a lady in there and we're like, we'll be seeing more of you. Never did. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is Bart. HappyPlaceHemp.com. 25% off every order with your gummies and balms and tinctures and all that stuff. No need to go all the way down to Illinois or all the way up to Michigan. You can get what you need via HappyPlaceHemp.com in Muskego. If you want to stop out and say hi, promo code Bart. Good live as it is online. But put in Bart at checkout, 25% off each order.
Light it. There's only one place you can hear a three-time national championship winning head coach,
a Heisman Trophy winning running back and national champion,
and someone to keep everything on the tracks. Every week, Coach Urban Meyer, running back Mark Ingram, then me, Rob Stone, get into what matters most to you.
We take you inside the biggest moments in college football
while having some fun bringing you guests from all over sports and entertainment.
Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Go.
John Gruden will go to the University of Florida.
Now, a lot of people are trying to make that connection.
I bet you that's where he goes.
I wonder how much Gruden I can get tonight. Maybe I'll have you on as an insider.
Oh, you want me to come on? Your John Gruden insider?
I'll say the man who actually broke this story a year and a half ago on Into the Winklerverse pod. So it's Wednesday afternoon. The Brewers did not clinch.
Last night. Nope.
They could clinch this afternoon if the Cubs lose. So we're rooting for the Cubs?
Yes, we are rooting for the Cubs. We want to see the Brewers actually win this time. Win at home. Get the confetti up. Drop it down. Pop the champagne on the field.
Otherwise, they're going to be partying at like 4:30 in the morning. They can't party. Or in the afternoon, they can't party.
And I think I heard something. I don't know if it's true. I'm going to have to go back and look. But the Phillies and the Brewers could both clinch tonight.
Oh, really? They have two celebrations?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody celebrate on the field at once.
Well, that'd be cool if they celebrated together, kind of.
Yeah. Like, hey, see you in the second round, assholes.
Will we?
The Brewers will win the first. The Brewers will win a wild card. The series this year.
I'm petrified about that.
I know. I am too, but
I don't want the bye. I don't like the bye. I think it slows teams down, but I also don't want to lose in the first round.
I know. I think Mets or Braves, they beat them.
All right. I don't know. The Amazings come in here. That could be a problem.
The Fighting David Stearns? That would be crazy.
Yeah, the Fighting Grimaces.
How do we combat that? How do we, like, do we bring in, like, Ronald McDonald or something?
We got to have the Culver Scoopy.
Okay. Well, we got the Cream Puff from State Fair. We could bring that in, right? Creamy the Cream Puff?
Not into it.
All right.
Those Cream Puffs are gross. I'm so glad I'm not doing that. Here you go. The State Fair came in. Let me try one of these Cream Puffs. Oh, my God. They're better than ever. I love this Cream Puff. You made these fresh today? Wow. Tremendous.
See? Perfect. You got to do a show from the State Fair next year.
That's like I'm not even – it's like I don't even exist.
So this is – I got a weird question. Not a weird question, but just shows you how much I've been paying attention. Are you going live after all these Packer games? Shit.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'll jump on Monday and talk for a half hour.
But you don't go live right after to get the instant reaction?
Well, I don't have my Twitter capabilities.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
To go live on Twitter, which is, yeah. I mean, you can still see me on Facebook and YouTube, but the most people saw it on Twitter and then they would hop on. I can't do that now unless I buy a blue check. I will not buy a blue check. And I no longer contribute to the platform because I despise Elon Musk and what he's done to it. So if that makes me a beta cuck, look. Everything. What's all gotten canceled in the last 3 years? Disney, Bud Light, all this shit. I can cancel Twitter. If everyone else is canceling shit, I can cancel shit. I'm canceling Twitter. Now, does it hurt me? Would I have any more prominence in my national show if I was tweeting, or would I just be another voice in the wind, saying the same 8 things everyone says during a Packer game? But I'll tell you what I have noticed.
What?
I think Twitter was good for me.
How so?
Because it was an outlet for my anger. Now my anger is coming out more in real life.
Okay.
At the grocery store. On the road. I'm being a real asshole.
Be careful on the road. That could get a little dangerous.
I'm being a real asshole.
What happened at the grocery store? Do you want to share?
I went to the grocery store. You can't walk anywhere, first of all, because they're setting things up all over the place at 1 in the afternoon. Then the people shopping are like psychotic. Like I got bumped twice. Then I try to use coupons. Some grocery stores, you can use the coupon. You drop it in. It's very easy. This one, Metro Market, you have to do your coupons and then you need to wait for someone to come validate them. Well, that took forever. Then they always stop your grocery cart because they always think you're stealing. So I go through the groceries. I go through the door and it goes, it's like shakes. And then, so now what I do is I go 8 feet back and I just push it through. And I was so irate about all of this that I wrote them feedback off the little receipt. I said, I violently get whipped when I'm trying to leave the store. And then I go, am I being hyperbolic? I probably am. But do you understand the death by 1,000 paper cuts that need to happen for me to write a fucking survey that no one's ever going to read? And I got it out of my system, so I felt better about it, but I'm still a asshole.
As long as you feel better about it, then you're good.
I'm an asshole.
I have known that for a long time.
Yeah, but I'm your asshole.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'll try to get you those gummies.
Yeah. Brewers clinch tonight, Wednesday.
Then what? 2 weeks of playing out the string?
No, let's try and get a bye.
True.
You know?
This is pretty early to clinch.
It is. We're going to be the first team to do it, whether we do it.
I don't like that they made a movie about 1982.
Oh, have you seen it yet?
Never.
I'm going to go see it.
I mean, it's getting good reviews.
It's getting great reviews.
People like 1980. I just got to deal with it. People like that.
It will never escape us, Bart. Every 5 years, the Brewers will do their little welcome back to the 82 team.
Well, there's enough people that were alive during that like were 17 or 15 or 12 or 20, that it's a very fond time in their life. Mm-hmm. Once those people die, like we're going to celebrate the 40th, the 45th, the 50th. There's not going to be a 100-year celebration of the 1982 team. By that time, it will be like, who gives a fuck? They lost.
Well, you never know if these Brewers don't win anything.
Yeah. I hope we get to the World Series, lose, and have another parade.
Let's celebrate those 2024 Brewers.
Yeah. That's what I need. Tim, miss you, bud.
Yes, I miss you. Miss you more.
Tim Shea, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Our college football insider.
Hide the cats and dogs.
God damn it. Tim Shea, what a legend. Got some voicemails to play. 402-915-BART. 402-915-2278. Thanks to our friends at Carl's Place. And thanks to you watching on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Remember to like and subscribe. All right, this one came in this morning. It's from Hot Take Jake. Hot Take Jake wants to chime in on Spark Guy's conversation. So we're doing this now. We're doing the back and forth, Chicago via Milwaukee via... It's just an ongoing thread on the Winklerverse. Here's Jake. If you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube, first of all, give him a call. He'll get you good insurance rates. Secondly, you can watch me hold the phone up to the microphone for 2.5 minutes.
What is up, Winklerverse? What is up, Bart? Just getting caught up here. I don't even know when or if this is going to get played. By the time that, you know, it could get played, it may be irrelevant by then, but I was implored to call based on the Chicago talk with both Bart and our friend, Mr. Spark Guy. The Chicago stuff is funny and weird. Number one, it's funny because Bart insists Chicago's going to be good. Caleb Williams is going to be good. And I love you, Bart, but you have this thing where I think you're more afraid of the possibility of one day Chicago being good that it's like you're trying to prep yourself for it. This isn't going to be so bad if I just admit it. And maybe I won't get as much shit from Bears fans if I just admit it now.
No,
they're not going to be good. You can't just like say it because you're afraid of it. You told us Justin Fields was going to be good, and the guy's doo-doo poo. And we'll continue.
Hey, Justin Fields is 2-0, man. Come on.
Need to be doo-doo poo. This is what Chicago does to quarterbacks. This is what Chicago does in general. When it comes to football, hype, hype, hype. And then when they actually do win, it's also some fluky, you know, carom, the ball flies in the air, hits three different guys, falls in the arms of the defender, and they return it for a touchdown. Like, they're not a good football team. And Spark Guy, dude, you are the living embodiment of that meme of the guy who's just like crying viciously, but has a happy face mask on. Come on, man. Talk all the smack you want. We know it's just coping. Like, it's more than just, you know, oh, to look at their playoff failures. Buddy, I mean, it goes without saying. You got to have your team get to the playoffs, you know, once every decade or more before you can even start to, you know, approach the adult table. And, you know, the other thing is it's about enjoyability. You watch the Packers. They're always a good football team. It's fun football to watch. Watching Bears football, I mean, that is a chore. it is just brutal. So, hey, keep propping us up with your hate. It just shows that we continue to win. You continue to be a loser, and it is what it is. But, hey, keep following the Winklerverse. I got love for everybody in this universe. That's all I got. Love you guys.
Hot take Jake coming in strong on Spark. I am not afraid of the Bears being good. I don't want to go into that world. I think what the Bears are doing is what they made the mistake. Last year we were like, oh, let's see what Jordan Love looks like. And then they were 2-5, and then they got good, and we're like, yeah. But Bears fans were like, after being like, oh, I don't want to draft him. He paints his nails. Then he was good in the preseason, then they're like, Super Bowl. You got to temper your expectations. You haven't had a good quarterback in 100 years. You can wait another 6 weeks. But that offensive line fucking sucks. They need to figure that out. That is a problem. All right, I got another voicemail here. This one was from Dan in Grafton, which scared the hell out of me because I was driving when he called. And my phone's very loud via the phone, via the car. So here's Dan.
Hi, Bart. Just listening to your podcast today, your show, Into the Winklerverse, and I was listening to Spark Guys. Voicemail that you were listening to, and your reaction and your admiration for the Bears and their future. And I just want you to go back to maybe last year, the year before, one of the two. I know that you were favoring Justin Fields. And I know he's doing all right in Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. It's only a couple weeks of the season. There's not much to look at there and to go into. Who knows if he's going to be good there. Anyways, I want you to go back, and I want you to take out what you have said about Justin Fields and the Bears in 2023 or 2022 and how they would have been good. And guess what? They didn't turn out that well. I know there's still a lot of season left. I know that Caleb Williams and the Bears can maybe send it around.
So I think Justin Fields is a good quarterback or could have succeeded. I think the Bears jerked him around. They didn't start him. They started him. Matt Nagy was the wrong guy. And they may be setting themselves up for the same situation with Eberflus. Also, I think Bryce Young's getting fucked over. I really think he's getting fucked over. That's what I've been talking about a lot this week on the Infinity Sports Network. Check it out. Download the pods. It's hard. These guys come out of college. They are good. They get drafted high because they're good. And then they go to these situations where they suck. So it's got to be an organizational thing. Maybe I'm looking at these quarterbacks coming into Chicago and being like, oh, that's a good quarterback. But then he goes into Chicago where they can't figure it out. And maybe I think these guys are good enough to overcome it. But maybe the organization is just too much of a failure. Could be. Jake might be right a little bit. I might be bracing myself for the Bears to be good. I'll have to ask my therapist about that. My therapist, of course, being the audience, as you well know by now.
Who knows? It could be like the Packers last year where Jordan Love struggled just a little bit.
That's what I said.
We saw in Jordan Love in the first few weeks, especially versus the Bears week one, but I could also argue that in Atlanta, I was there against the Lions. There was a couple other games, too, where he performed really well, and the team overall could not execute and win some games. But we saw that Jordan Love, at that point, you know, maybe even within the first 6 weeks, that he was going to be something special. I do not see it in Caleb Williams. Yes, I've only watched the highlights. I'm not a diehard Bears fan by any means. Of course, I'm the opposite. But I just don't believe that he is going to be the face of the franchise. I don't believe that he is going to be what everyone sets him out to be. I can't see even any Bears fans right now believing that he is worth everything that they've given up, everything that they've done. Yes, they've gotten more weapons for him. You know, Keenan Allen and fucking whatever their first-round wide receiver draft pick was.
Odunze.
But I just, overall, I just don't see it. Let's see how the season plays out. But I just want you to go back to talk to show that everyone that you have admiration for the Bears. I'm not saying that you were a diehard Bears fan. I'm not saying that you cheered for them. But I'm saying that you believe in them. And look how it turns out. And I'm hoping that your admiration of the Bears turns out to be something that is going to cause them to lose a bunch of games this year.
Now, I don't have admiration for the Bears. Guys, I now broadcast nationally. So I have to give a fair outlook to all 32 teams in the NFL, minus the Niners, who I constantly shit on. I think the Bears are building something that is on the way to working. I don't think there should be any definitive kind of takes on Caleb Williams. Although he kind of looked bad on Sunday. He did. He did look kind of bad. Like, the line was bad, but he also made some... He's running around back there like they're... Like, he's playing Oregon State, dude. You're going to get sacked. So there's growing pains. They got to learn. Here's my equation if you don't listen to it or haven't heard it. I think you should not play quarterbacks right away. I'm with Tom Brady. Because if you have a line of the quarterback's talent, if you don't play him at all in year one, it will help him. J.J. McCarthy is going to get help by not playing for a year, as crazy as that sounds, because he's hurt. And I would even do other things with these guys. I would have them sit up next to the offensive coordinator for a game. I would have them scout with the defense for a week, especially if you're hurt and you're not going to play. That's what I would do with these. Like, this is your freshman year of the NFL. Get these guys in a crash course. Let them see different things. One of the reasons I've had success in radio is because I can do other things. If I have to go set up somewhere, I can do that. If something fails, I can do that. If I have to write copy quick, I can do it. Because I've been involved in all these different parts of it. I think quarterbacks need to look the same way. See, the more you can see, the more, like, if you're doing something and the more different angles you can see yourself doing it, that's better. So you should listen to yourself. You should watch yourself on tape. Now, I don't do that because I don't want to, but you should. You should. So if you don't play at all your first year, you'll be better off. If you play, you're either going to get really good, like C.J. Stroud, or be really bad, like Bryce Young. I think the Panthers should have played. I think the Panthers, with a new coach, new offensive coordinator, all this stuff, they should have come in there and said, Bryce, Andy Dalton starting. You need to reverse redshirt here. But you're playing every snap in the preseason. They gave him a new setup and played him for a series. They set him up to fail. It's garbage. It's absolutely garbage. With the Bears, so I think that, like, Caleb Williams probably would have, all these guys would benefit sitting. But if they don't, they get thrown out there, and then we're judging really quickly in two games. If the Bears don't get this right with Caleb Williams, they will never get it right again. I thought they had a shot with Justin Fields. I think they've got more of a shot with Caleb. I mean, they can draft Arch Manning and Quinn Ewers. Both. They can have both of them. Like Texas, and it won't work. This is their last shot at a quarterback. Okay? I do not have admiration from them. Craig Council disease, I don't have it. I'm not. Just the other night on the show, I was making fun of Chicago pizza. It's a casserole. So I don't want to be accused of that no more. This is Into the Winklerverse. We'll do some picks this week. We'll do on Friday, I think, is when we can all get together. So we will still do that. And good to see Tim Shea again here on the program. We'll talk next time. Thanks again for stopping into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler.